Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody. It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
As I was saying, happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. It is the BetQL Network. I'm in Kansas City, Sean Levine. Kevin Kenny joining us out in Jersey, Adam Candy in Las Vegas. Hopefully we got all the technical snafus worked out. So we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with that Lions and Bears game. Not a ton of excitement, but I think there is going to be in the next one, that Cowboys and Raiders game. So what you ought to do is make sure that you've got all the real eating. Like, you can save the pies. It doesn't matter when you eat the pies, but get like the turkey, get the mashed potatoes, get the stuffing, get the corn, and get all that stuff taken care of before this Cowboys Raiders game kicks off, because I think it's going to be a good one. Dallas is a 7.5 point favorite, of course, at home, as they always are on Thanksgiving. The over under in this one is 50.5. Everything in my being points me, guys, toward betting Dallas at 7.5. My rationale being very, very simple. I know what a ship looks like when it's taken on water, and that's what the Raiders are. Now, a lot of it isn't funny. I think it started with the John Gruden stuff a little bit over a month ago, and then, of course, the Henry Ruggs situation, the stuff that happened with Damon Arnett, and then it was loss, loss, loss. It feels like the Raiders are going to get bludgeoned, just like they did last week against Cincinnati. And then I thought, you know what? I need to take a little bit deeper look at this thing. And I did. The Cowboys have a little bit of a problem. You know, and you know what their problem is right now? It's the AFC West. They couldn't beat the Chiefs. They got smoked like Cheech and Chong a couple of weeks ago by the Denver Broncos. And now, once again, it's the Raiders. So, Adam, if you could hear me, are you comfortable laying the 7.5 points in this game with the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I'll tell you what. Sean, we're oppo if you laid it with the Cowboys. I took the points with the Raiders. This is largely a matter of me looking at this and saying the Raiders are at the very bottom of what their market could be right now. I mean, obviously, this is the local team for me. I follow them very closely. I am concerned about what the Henry Ruggs loss does to this offense. I talked about that earlier. But there are some pieces here that I think do favor the Raiders just a little bit. We've seen this pass rush with Max Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue do some real damage this year. Max Crosby, one of the highest rated pass rushers by Pro Football Focus on the season. Now, the Cowboys likely to get Tyron Smith back today. That does make a big difference for them at left tackle. But we saw just how plodding the Cowboys offense was without having their top two receivers in. 9 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think the Raiders are going to be able to move the ball against a Dallas defense that's looked good because of turnovers, but hasn't really slowed down opponents in terms of yardage today. So it was at 8 last night. I had read that CeeDee Lamb was going to play. He ultimately isn't going to play. And so I held out for 8.5, didn't get it, didn't get the 8, got 7.5. I took it, and the Raiders are my side for today.
Which side are you on this one, Kevin? Because I think that there's going to be a lot of points scored, but I haven't laid down my bet. I'm waiting until a commercial comes to lay it down officially based on what you say next.
I love the honesty. I love the over here, but I'll speak about the spread first. I don't love the spread here. If I had to, if you're forcing me, I'm gonna be with Adam there on the +7.5 on the Raiders for a couple of reasons. I don't love this quote I was reading from Dak Prescott saying, you know, quote, we're a resilient bunch. The Chiefs and their atmosphere got the best of us. It's part of the game. Basically chalking up the poor performance to the Arrowhead crowd. Well, if that's the sort of ideology where Dak's head's at and the Cowboys' heads are at in terms of, you know, why they aren't getting better, then how do you explain the Denver loss? Because that was at home and that was atrocious. And again, you've already alluded to both of their against the spread losses this year have come against AFC West teams. So for whatever reason, that division just might be their kryptonite. And meanwhile, you look at the quotes coming from the Raiders camp and their head coach is talking about, you know, we've been fighting for me comes from the soul and it's the heart of a man. I like the team whose head is there as opposed to blaming, you know, crowd noise or an iconic stadium or a 12th man, what have you. And then you look, I mean, some of these statistics, if you're a trend person that likes to bet off of trends, Raiders 4-1 against the spread in their last five games as a road underdog, 4-1 against the spread in their last five road games versus a team with a winning home record. And then the Cowboys 5-11 against the spread in their last 16 Thursday games. So if you want to play the spread, I'm kind of with Adam there for those reasons. I'd be with the Raiders +7.5. But I think this is like over all day long.
Unfortunately, as a born and bred Kansas City Chiefs fan, there's like something wrong with this hand that will not allow me to make a bet on the Raiders. I don't care if I'm getting 7.5 points. So I think that I'm still on the Cowboys with this one. Are we in agreement though, Adam, that there are going to be a lot of points scored no matter who ends up winning this game? The over-under right now sitting right around 50.5 points.
Tell you what, this has actually moved down a fair amount from open. Open 54's come down as we've seen the injuries. Obviously, Amari Cooper, we knew wasn't going to be available. Now CeeDee Lamb isn't going to be able to go.
I feel like he was making an unbelievable point about CeeDee Lamb, but he's right when it comes to the wide receivers, really on both sides. If you think about it, CeeDee Lamb on the other side with Henry Ruggs. I think that I saw a prop earlier today, Kevin. I was thinking, okay, if I'm going to bet on a Raiders player to score a touchdown in this game, who should I feel most confident about? And it's like, oh, well, there's a very obvious answer to that, right? It's got to be Darren Waller, and he's at +112. That's what the numbers tell me. Why would it not be Hunter Renfro at +210, who at this point has twice as many touchdowns on the season as the aforementioned Darren Waller? Hunter Renfro's my guy at +210 to get in the end zone today.
Yeah, you know, in terms of props on this game, and we've talked previously in the first segment about, like, Derek Carr is kind of interesting there going up against not the best pass defense in the world. I also think also the Dallas tight end, Dallas Schultz. You know, I think there's going to be a preoccupation with Lamb out, with Cooper out on that running game and could provide some opportunities there for, you know, a little play action to the tight end, little dink and dunk. And I think that could be an interesting prop. I don't know what the odds are right now at Bet Rivers for Dallas Schultz anytime touchdown scorer, but I might put that out there.
I know what the odds are that Trayvon Diggs gets another interception because I already played that one. It's +250. Think about that right now. For an NFL player to only get 2.5 to 1 odds that he's going to get an interception. Interceptions, I don't care if this guy's got 8. I don't care that he might become the first player since Champ Bailey all the way back in 2006 to have double-digit interceptions. He's probably going to end up doing it. And I put down a little bit of cheddar on it today because I think that he's going to go out there and get an interception. Doesn't it just feel like there's going to be a lot of balls thrown in the air? It's Thanksgiving, nationally televised game. Derek Carr known to throw the interception, and a guy that's known to grab a lot of those, especially this year, is Trayvon Diggs, who, count him, already has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 interceptions this season at +250. I like it, and I think he gets it done early.
Oh, Sean, I think we're going to have some fun today because I have, as one of my props today, Derek Carr, no interception, to +120. Derek Carr actually has the highest interception rate of his career this year. He had really limited them over the last 3 years, which had also gone inverse proportion to him throwing the ball deep more. So I know that Derek Carr has had some very high profile interceptions, but statistically, he's not a guy that throws a lot of them. I hear you on Diggs. It has been a crazy season for him. I think the Raiders are going to try to play a slightly more conservative game today. So let's go. Put him up.
When it comes to Trayvon Diggs, it's so crazy because for a guy to have those type of numbers, but we all know that he's a kind of feast or famine type guy, right? He's going to get the interception or he's going to give up the big play. But you can't really say anything when you see the stats that say 8 interceptions. You're out there in Las Vegas. Is there an actual chance that this guy can end up with the hardware at the end of the year for NFL Defensive Player of the Year? Because I got the odds in front of me on BetRivers.com. There's only 3, 4, 5 guys in front of him right now. It looks like there's a real chance.
It's entirely possible because that is such a gaudy stat, right? That's a stat that jumps out at everybody. Interceptions are noisy, though, and of course, they're not always tied to that player. Sometimes a tip in the air, it's something that goes in his favor, and he happens to be in the right spot at the right time. A lot of those interceptions came earlier in the season for Trayvon Diggs. Is it possible he wins Defensive Player of the Year? Sure, it's possible. I think you're a lot safer going with a pass rusher who is going to rack up 15, 16, 17 sacks, or, of course, just blindly bet Aaron Donald and pray for the best.
That's absolutely never a bad bet when it comes to Defensive Player of the Year. That would be, what, the third of that hardware that he would have up on his mantle. Kevin, when I talk about the Cowboys, at least from an NFC perspective, save the AFC, we got plenty of time to talk about it. We'll be here for the next 3 hours and change on the BetQL Network. Just when it comes to the NFC, the Cowboys, 11-1 favorites to win the Super Bowl. But last time I checked, to win the Super Bowl, you have to, you know, win your conference. Is that a real thing? Can the Cowboys come out of the NFC?
I think of the Cowboys. We were talking previously about the Bills and this like skid they've been on and sort of their perception now versus maybe a month ago and the earlier in the season. To me, the Cowboys are the Bills of the NFC, right? Where they were just these, you know, they were, I think, 7-0 at one point against the spread to kick off the year. They've gone on that skid the past couple of weeks. Again, I'm trying not to overreact too much. I'm more concerned with the Cowboys than I am, the Bills, getting back to that previous conversation. But, when you think about the NFC, I don't know how they get past the Packers. You know, I know the Packers are coming off a loss to the Vikings, but I don't know. You think you go down there and you try to, you know, think ahead and reverse engineer that playoff picture. 11-1, yeah, I hear you, but I don't know. I don't see them getting past Rodgers and the Packers.
I don't know that there's such thing right now, Adam, in the NFC. Hell, in the AFC right now. For the fact that we're almost two-thirds of the way into this season, even though they've added the additional game, I think what we know so far is we don't know anything. The odds tell us that they're right back to where they were at the beginning of the year. Tampa is the favorite to win the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are the second favorite. And then behind is a jumbled mess, including those teams that we're talking about. But how good is Dallas? How good is Buffalo? Are those teams good or are they Super Bowl good? Is it worth putting a couple of bucks on teams like that?
And I think when we talk about that, Sean, we got to look at what is it going to take for the path for those teams to get there, right? And the Dallas Cowboys have one big...
What a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I keep wondering, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? And then eventually I find it out a minute later. Go ahead, Adam, you were saying? Actually, you weren't saying. So we'll get back to him as soon as we get that figured out. You can see the numbers on the side, Kevin. Is there anybody really, what I'm asking you in a roundabout way is it worth putting any money, real money, not Monopoly money, your money, hard-earned, on anybody except for Kansas City and Tampa Bay to get back to the Super Bowl this year in Los Angeles? Because it feels like to me, if you like anybody else, which is fine, if you like Green Bay like he does, or Arizona or Baltimore, you're kind of just throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Well, I'm looking at this list that we got up on the BetQL screen right now. This is kind of, to me, a ridiculous list. I can't believe Tampa Bay, I know they're the defending champs, but they're the top pick. They just lost to Washington a week ago. And then you have the Rams, who just got absolutely like decimated on Monday Night Football against the 49ers, who are not, to me, an impressive team, at third. This is a very interesting... Look, if I'm going to put money out on here in terms of value, I think the Ravens are interesting. I think the Cardinals.
Your silence speaks volumes, my friend. You like Tampa, you like Kansas City, and I think that's what's going to end up happening, because you're right. You look at the odds right now and you go, okay, it's a little bit jumbled. There's some other teams that in theory would have a chance, but it's the same thing. When you're actually about to bet and the playoffs come around, it feels kind of silly to play the underdog. Once Tampa is at home playing another team in the playoffs with Tom Brady, once Patrick Mahomes is at Arrowhead playing another team in the postseason, no matter what the line is, are you going to take that other team?
Well, is Tampa Bay number one? Are they the number one seed if the season ended today?
No, Tampa would not be the number one seed as of today. We can go over that coming up here in a little bit, because right now it's jumbled on both sides. I do have the playoff picture, and I think you'd be surprised, because it's definitely not what we thought it was going to be at the beginning of the year. It's probably not even what you thought it was a couple of weeks ago for teams like Kansas City, where they were an afterthought, and all of a sudden they're the three seed in the AFC, but we can talk about that completely coming up in a little bit.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I think a huge storyline is for sure, you know, Tampa struggling on the road. And I think that's an Achilles heel for that team right now, because they look amazing. And a lot of their, I feel like, you had them go to Foxborough on national TV, but a lot of their primetime games have been at home, or at least the most recent one. They look amazing, you know, 30-10 over the Giants. But I do think, you know, you you got to be in better shape than going to Washington, losing to that team. You know, I know that they're a fighting bunch out there in DC, but yeah, I don't know, man. If I'm going to put some money down and looking at these odds, these are very interesting odds at Bet Rivers. I think there's some value there taking the Cardinals. Cardinals at plus 1,200 right now. You know, them getting back to full strength with Murray and Hopkins coming back, that could be really interesting. You got to score a lot of points to beat that team.
The Cardinals are a wildly talented team, Kevin. There's no question about that. And I think that on that board, if you're willing to play a long shot, not one of these teams that I keep talking about at the very top, that might be worth putting a couple of bucks on. The problem is, kind of like everybody else, there's just not a lot of consistency with anybody, which kind of takes you back to the last couple of years. You know, what have these teams done, and who are the quarterbacks for these football teams? I'd be really surprised if when the playoffs come around, a guy like Kyler Murray can outplay a guy like Aaron Rodgers, per se, if it comes to head-to-head matchups. When it comes to the playoffs, I like experience. In Arizona, while they're a wildly talented team, they don't necessarily have a lot of that.
No, absolutely. So it's head-to-head, just so I know where you stand here, Sean, you would take the Cardinals over the Packers in the playoffs. Both teams healthy.
Well, I'd struggle right now to tell you who I like, only because I want to see what the weather's like, bro. Are we talking about an outside game in Green Bay?
Again, huge variable, right?
Huge variable. And of course, out in the desert, last time I checked, not only do they play inside, but not a lot of snow. Green Bay, January, when the playoffs happen, always snow. So the weather could be a factor in that one as far as who I would take. There's a couple more games to talk about. Obviously, we'll break down all the games coming up on Sunday and the Monday night game. But we haven't talked about the late NFL game coming up. Now it's this evening, so we've already got one game kicked off. That's the Lions and the Bears. We're looking forward to that Cowboys and Raiders game. Let's talk about Buffalo and New Orleans a little bit coming up next, because both those teams, when you want to talk about teams that need wins, it's both those teams that we're talking about. We'll be back on the other side. You're locked in BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.